In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation. As always, it's great to be with all of you. Top of the morning. So as we start off our conversation, as always, we'd like to invite Mary to be with us. In our studio, we have Our Lady of Guadalupe in the background. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the mother of the church, and Mary is the mother of each and every one of us. Also, we pray that beautiful prayer at the end of the rosary, the Hail Holy Queen. We invoke Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's turn to Mary and ask Mary to pray with us and to pray for us so that we'll get to know and love Christ, who is truly the way, the truth, and the life. So let's pray the prayer that Mary loves most. And that prayer is the Hail Mary, also known as the Angelic Salutation. Together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now I'd like to invite to be with us our spiritual director. What a great privilege it is to have as our spiritual director the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is God Himself. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Blessed Trinity. Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete. He's also known as the Gift of Gifts. Holy Spirit is also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. Holy Spirit is also known as our Consoler. Consoler as well as our Counselor. Holy Spirit is also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. That were not enough. The Holy Spirit is also known as our interior master. St. Paul says we really don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so that we can say, Abba. Abba. Which means, Father. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to be with us. And let us beg the Holy Spirit to set our hearts on fire with the love of God. As we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in His consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lady Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. How true, my friends, the family that prays together stays together, and a world at prayer is a world at peace. As many of you have already posted, we'll pray for Alondra's son who's been sick in bed since Saturday. We'll pray for him and her family for his healing. Pray for us that we would be open to the Holy Spirit, that our prayer will be, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. So I'd like to pray for our families, for the conversion of our family members. As well as for the salvation of all of our family members. Pray for all of you who will be traveling, Bob and company, that you'll have a safe trip in your traveling. And then I'd like to pray, as always, I'd like to pray for all those who will be dying sometime today, that they would die in God's friendship. So I'd like to comment on the gospel for today, and by means of a story. Jesus says that we will have persecution in our lives. There'll be wars, there'll be signs in the sky, and there will be persecution. The last words of Jesus for the gospel today are words of encouragement, but also words of exhortation. His last words are, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. By your perseverance, you'll be saved. The story I'd like to tell is, I've told it before, but I think it's worth reviewing. And in the readings, rather, the teachings of St. Paul, we often hear him using sports analogies. You know, the Olympic Games go all the way back before Christ. St. Paul would sometimes use sports analogies. He would use the sport analogy of fighting the good fight, boxing images. Also running the good race and finishing the race. So we are called to be athletes for Christ. We're called to be athletes for Christ. We're also called to be run the race for Christ, having Christ before our eyes, fixing our eyes on Christ is the purpose, the end, and the goal of our existence is to be with Him, to obey Him, to know Him, to love Him, to share Him with others while we are living. Then we'll be with Him for all eternity. And this is the story, the scene I'd like to recount. It's taken from one of my favorite movies, a clip from one of my favorite movies. The movie came out in the early 80s, and I think it won a couple Oscar awards as one of the best movies. It's called Chariots of Fire. Maybe some of you remember the movie Chariots of Fire. You had George Abrahams and Eric Little were the two protagonists. Eric Little was the fastest runner from Scotland. You saw him training in Scotland, running through the hills, practicing running, trying to get into shape. The scene that I like, and they're building up to arrive at the Olympic Games in the early 20th century in Paris. So there's a scene before arriving at the Olympic Games where Eric Little is going to be running. He'll be running in the 400. Just that you're the 400 would be, it would be one lap. Four laps would be the mile. So 400 is a quarter of a mile. Basically, it's a sprint. So he's there in the starting line. He'll be racing against three other athletes. And just that you're aware of it, he's actually running on the edge near the grass. So it starts off, ready, set, go, and the gun goes off. They start off side by side, but after a few steps, the runner that was running next to Eric Little, he gives him an elbow. And Little falls to the ground. He falls to the ground. Now, if you're running a marathon in which you're running, say, 2 miles, 3 miles, or further, if you fall down, you can still recover the lost ground. However, if you're running the 400, it's a sprint. But he, him falling down, he lost a few seconds. And it often happens in races like that. They're won by sometimes a split second. So we had the option either to just to stay down on the ground and say, well, maybe next race. Or he could get up. So he decides to get up. He gets up and he pours it on. With all the energy in his soul, all the fabric of his being, he's just pouring it on. And he passes one of the runners. He passes another one of the runners. And he's running after the man that knocked him down. He's running to catch up to him. He does catch up to him and he passes him and beats him by a split second. Then he falls to the ground and he's panting. His companions surround him. And Sam, who is a coach, turns to his companions and says, watch over this young man. He's got a future. It was not the prettiest race, but it was the most courageous or valiant race. Was not the prettiest of races, but it was the most courageous. The most courageous or the valiant of races. That is the scene, my friends. It's taken from the classic movie, Chariots of Fire. I really like it because I think it says a lot to us in this sense, that we are all called to run the good race. We're all called to fight the good fight. We're all called to win the merited crown that God has prepared for us. We're all called to be athletes of Christ. We're all called to receive our reward in heaven. Let us train ourselves to be athletes for Christ. And let's imitate the athlete Eric Little, who fell, but he got up. Venerable Father Brunelland Terry calls it the Nunc Chepi. The Nunc Chepi means, now I begin. If we fall, we could stay down and bemoan our fate. We could even have a pity party. We could have a pity party. Say, poor me. Or, like Eric Little, we can get up. Start again, run the good race, and recognize that God is always going to give us another chance. His mercy endures forever. Beautiful psalm. Give thanks to the Lord for His good. His mercy endures forever. So it really is a very, very good scene, a very good movie, because we're all called to train ourselves. We're all called to discipline ourselves. We're all called to run the race. We're all called to run the race and win the prize, and the prize is our eternal salvation. So my friends, right now I'm going to go say Mass. I'll place you on the altar and pray for all of you and your intentions. You pray for me. Then I'll see you again tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord for His good, for His mercy endures forever. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.